Good morning, Turks and Caicos. I'm delighted to be back with another Career Connection powered by Flow. I'm your host, Melanie Smith, and today we're going to be paying special attention to a specific industry, one that has boomed in recent years, and that's the wedding and planning industry. We'll be chatting with talent scout and principal of Destination Turks and Caicos, Ms. Keisha Delancey, who will share her journey with us and get some insight into the space of weddings and career opportunities. Before we dive into today's discussion, we will pause to hear a word from our sponsor, Flo.
As a man who loves spending time with family, does whatever it takes to keep my wife happy, and works hard to grow a successful business, it is important for me to stay on top of my game. With Flo's new family plans, I get to keep all my favorite things in one place. With 80 gigabytes of data to share with up to 4 family members and unlimited local anywhere talk and text, I get one bill that covers my entire family for as low as $60 per line and no surprise charges. All I had to do was add my home internet to my mobile. Switch to Flo for more savings and more value. Flo helps me look out for my family's greatest needs, keep my customers happy, stay connected to everything I love, and have more time for the right things.
Welcome to Career Connection. Today we'll be speaking with Keisha Delancey, TCI's Industry Spotlight Wedding and Events Planner Guru, creating custom celebrations in the Turks and Caicos Islands. On top of that, she's the sweetest person you'll ever want to meet. Keisha, welcome to Career Connection. I am so grateful to have you join me today.
Good morning, and thank you for having me, Melanie.
It's a pleasure. It's a pleasure. Now, Keisha, it's customary that we share, you know, a little bit about our guests so the audience get to know you better, and I'll read your bio, and then shortly after, I'll have you introduce yourself, and we will jump right into the questions, okay? Keisha L. Delancey, a native of Turks and Caicos Islands, a principal of Destination Turks and Caicos, graduated with a degree in international affairs and focus in business and administration. Keisha returned home and was immediately awarded the position of a catering sales and wedding manager at a luxury 5-star resort on Providenciales. Her passion for the industry motivated her to pursue a certification in wedding and events planning and was later certified by Beverly Clark Hospitality Training as a wedding professional. Keisha loves to help people and give back to the community. She believes that her experience as a former Miss Turks and Caicos, coupled with a lifetime career in the hospitality industry, has equipped her with the knowledge and tools she needs to be the best wedding, events, and travel specialist. Keisha is a premier wedding planner in the Turks and Caicos Islands, creating memorable experience for her clients and providing services that exceeds expectations. She is well-rounded in the industry and has planned over 150 weddings and events for clients throughout the United States, Canada, United Kingdom, Europe, and Turks and Caicos Islands. Keisha, welcome to Career Connection. Apart from what I've shared, are there any additional that you would like for us to know about Keisha?
Well, as you stated, I'm a native from Turks and Caicos, but I'm the daughter of the soil from North Caicos, Q North Caicos.
Wonderful.
I just love what I do.
Right.
There isn't a whole lot that folks don't know about me, and I just love the industry.
Wonderful, wonderful. Okay, we're going to get right into the questions that I have for you today. I'm excited about this topic more so, and I want to thank you for being here with us, right? And as we talk about wedding industry, and anyone who are considering any sort of career opportunities in this field, we want you to stay locked in with us today. Keisha, it is often said that hiring a wedding planner is one of the smartest decisions one can make during the planning stages of their wedding process. And not only will, you know, you ensure that the wedding is everything that they've ever dreamed of, but you take the stress out of allowing them to focus on important moments of their big day. So tell us about your business and what are the perks of booking with Destination Turks and Caicos?
Well, Destination Turks and Caicos is a destination management company. Our company focuses on destination weddings, but we also focus on the whole entire experience.
Okay.
So one of the perks with booking with us is that you don't only just get a wedding planner. You get a personal concierge service and a personal butler
Wonderful.
Service. So we take care of all aspects of the guest experience from the moment they land in Turks and Caicos, they arrive here, we have a VIP service that picks them up at the airport, and it just continues to flow from there. We take care of all of their bookings, whether it's villa services or tour services. So we take care of all aspects of our bride's experience and her guest experience when they're on island.
Okay, all right. So it's not just about taking away this stress. When you talk about destination Turks and Caicos, it means that by the time they would get here, half of their experience that they're going to be a part of would have already been created.
Yes, it would have already been created in an itinerary provided before they get here.
Okay, that's interesting. That's interesting. And out of all the moments, right, that makes a wedding day or any planning that you would have to create for persons coming into Turks and Caicos, what's your favorite part of what you do?
My favorite part of what I do is seeing the smile on the bride's face.
Wow.
Or seeing the groom actually breaking down and crying during the service. I think that's my most favorite part.
So it's okay for men to cry.
Yes.
Wonderful, wonderful. And Keisha, if you weren't a wedding planner, what would you think would be a dream job for you?
My dream job? Well, there would be two. As you mentioned in my bio, my undergrad degree is in international affairs with a minor in business administration. So ultimately, I wanted to become a politician when I returned home or give back to my people in some form in government. However, those opportunities were not made available even when I reached out to the present governor at the time. And apart from that, my passion is in floral arrangement. I dabble in floral arrangement. I love it. So if I wasn't a wedding planner, I would still be involved in weddings and events by arranging lovely flower bouquets and centerpieces for clients.
And you know, we have a relationship within the community, and I know that you have a keen eye, you know, for detail. And I always see the designer in you, right? It brings a fine artistic to the industry. And was this always a passion of yours to be in weddings or even planning events?
Funny enough, it wasn't my passion at the beginning. I was in hospitality for many years and I've served in various capacities in hospitality. And I remember working at Beaches, Turks and Caicos, one of my favorite employers at the time. I was in cost control and accounts, and on my lunch hour, I would run over to sales and weddings and say, hey, I have a whole hour to play with. Can I help with weddings? And that's where it initially started. And once I returned from studying overseas, and I had an interview with Grace Bay Club, it was an interview for a totally different position.
Okay.
And I think I spoke with so much passion about weddings that they actually created that position for me.
That's amazing. And what did you like most about that when you worked with Grace Bay Club?
With Grace Bay Club, and I would say they were amazing employers. What I liked about it is that they invested in me. Grace Bay Club actually paid for my certification.
Oh, wow.
And what I liked most is meeting families and promoting the sales part of the promoting the food and beverage and spa. That was what I was responsible for, and promoting it within the community, because at the time when I came home, a lot of the locals did not go to Grace Bay Club because they thought it was a bit pricey. And so it was my job to reach out to the communities, go from door to door and market food and beverage, spa, and also take care of the weddings. And I like that because I like to keep moving. I like to keep busy. And the mere fact that they saw something in me that they thought would be an asset to the company and invested in my education, that alone gave me gratification and gave me that eagerness to give back to the company.
And when you mentioned the time that you were there, perhaps that was Anna Kayona. restaurant that was at the time, right?
Yeah. So the Infinity Bar, I think, transitioned while I was there, because I remembered myself and Courtney Robinson. I invited Courtney over to be my, how should I say, he was testing out drinks for us.
Okay.
So we were creating drinks, signature drinks for the Infinity Bar, because it was brand new. And so Courtney and I came up with the Infinity Martini.
Oh.
We came up with the Infinity Martini, and there was a very creative bartender at the time, Jermaine, who's now at another resort. But he was the one who was the bartender, the mixologist.
And Jermaine Reed.
Yeah. I think we were well on our way by the time we finished tasting all of the cocktails that he prepared for us. Yeah.
Wonderful. All right. So I didn't even realize that you worked in the hospitality industry for, like, I think you mentioned some 20 years or more?
20 or more years.
Yeah.
Yeah. I started out at Portofino Lounge at Turquoise Reef.
Okay.
I had an amazing mentor, Mary Thompson.
Okay.
She was an amazing, and still is an amazing mentor. Yes.
Wonderful. Thanks for that. I learned something new about you today. Keisha, talk about listening to couple stories, you know, learning, you know, what inspires them and how you're going to create this moment for them with Destination Turks and Caicos.
Well, most of my inspiration comes from listening and interviewing. It's not even an interview, it's a conversation that I have with my brides.
Mm-hmm.
And in order for me to garner the experience that they would like to have for their wedding day,
I
have to have that conversation, and I have to know little details about where did you guys meet, and how did you fall in love.
Mm.
And I would hear a plethora of stories, some stories that make me cry, some stories that just leave me flabbergasted.
Mm.
I have a bride who's coming in this weekend, and listening to her story, but also listening to what she would like for her husband, because they've been through so much.
Right.
And it makes me want to give back more. Mm. So I garner my inspirations from their stories, their personalities, because you can detect, you know, what this person is about, chic, or they want bohemian because they like natural woods and that sort of thing. So it's easy for us to create sometimes, or sometimes they send over their own inspirations.
Okay.
And so it's all about the stories, but the stories just, they melt my heart.
More so tops it off, right?
Yes.
So you're dealing with stories, you're dealing with venues and flowers, you know, that must be a big deal for you.
It is.
And how do you transition all of that into you know, creating this moment with your inspiration behind it?
Well, we have an amazing team, and it's all about the team.
Okay.
It's not even about me, it's all about the team.
Mm-hmm.
We sit down and we have a round table and we share ideas.
Okay.
And we discuss the plan for this event coming up in a month or a year. So we have these meetings, and then we meet with vendors. So we'll email the florist and say what we want, but then we'll go over and we'll meet with the florist and say what we want.
Okay.
Or if it's a big wedding, we'll sit with food and beverage at the resort and we'll fine-tune the menu. So there are lots of moving parts, and a lot of times people ask, how do I do it?
Mm.
It's all about getting 4 hours sleep and then hitting the ground running for the next 20
hours. So you act as the canvas for them for that entire day.
Yes. I'm the bride. I always tell them I'm the bride solo for the day. Don't worry about anything. They don't know I'm on the beach saying to my staff, beast mode is coming out in 5 seconds. if they're a little behind, but they're great guys. And
right,
I find
right.
that they actually always exceeds my expectations.
They
always exceed my expectations, yeah.
Well, I'm happy that you're sharing this with us today, because I really want to tap into this industry for persons who might be, you know, interested in it, not sure how to go about it, and so they can get an idea that there are career opportunities, you know, in this field. And so you must have a lot of on-island exploring to do, right? Making all the possibles for them. And then, again, staying up to date with the trend of what's new you know, pertaining to what the bride may be requesting and all of that. But where can we find you when you're not planning weddings?
When I'm not planning weddings, oh my gosh, I'm a foodie.
Okay.
So either I'm exploring at one of the many, many awesome restaurants that we have mm-hmm, on island. Mm-hmm. I have my favorite that if I'm feeling a little overwhelmed and I just want to reset.
Right, right.
I have my favorite where I just have, and they have my favorite table.
Okay.
So
okay.
My table is tucked away in the corner. And I'm looking at the sunset, the ocean, but I love the ocean. So okay. When I'm not planning a wedding and I want to have that reset, I'm at my secret location on the beach with a nice book and a bottle of bubbly, or I'm at some restaurant dining.
Okay.
And dining alone most of the times because I just want to reset.
Right, yeah. Right. And then again, you have to do a lot of tasting then, because you have to figure out what restaurants are offering in order for that to be a part of your plan, right?
Well, I often, yes, I do a lot of tasting. If there's a new dish, the restaurants that we would have worked with on numerous occasions will invite me over.
Okay.
To do, well, we're having this new appetizer added to the menu and would like for you to come over and taste. So I'm always eating. And I love it.
Thankfully, it's not showing. It don't come on in pounds. All right, Keisha, let's talk about leaving corporate to entrepreneurship, right? You've worked in the corporate world for so many years. How has the transition to entrepreneurship been for you?
Oh my gosh, it was scary. It was super scary.
Yeah.
Because once you're in the corporate world, you know you're looking forward to that paycheck, and then working for yourself. Because I've been doing this since 2010, but it was more or less that second job.
Okay.
And so it was rough, and so there was a lot of praying. God, am I making the right choice to go now, launch out in the deep and do my own thing? A lot of praying, and my prayers were answered.
Wow.
My prayers were answered through you. Oh my gosh. Yes.
Yeah, I remember. How long ago was that?
This was about 3 going on 4 years.
Yeah.
Yeah. So it wasn't an easy transition. At first I knew I wanted to do it, but it was taking that leap of faith.
Okay.
I had, and I said at one point I was just ready.
Yeah.
And I did it.
Yeah. Rachel and I spoke about that last week, you know, when it comes to career change, but you didn't even just do a career change. You went out on the leap and, you know, you became an entrepreneur. So I can understand how that must have been. And now you just shared that Destination Turks and Caicos started from 2010, but you went full time.
In 2019, my office was officially opened in 2018, but my office, I had an office manager who was overseeing the day-to-day operation. And then I went full-fledged into it in 2019.
Okay.
So it was a big jump.
Big jump.
But yes. I'm happy.
I could understand. And how is the experience being for you now that you're in it full-time rather than having to have, you know, that second job that you was doing all the time?
Well, being in it full-time allows me to create more because there are so many things to like explore, so many new design concepts and brides that have different tastes and personalities. So I'm able to create and recreate some stuff that the brides will want. I'm also able to further my education in the industry and market myself better.
I like that. And you know, Keisha, we've seen some industries open with tons of opportunities to job seekers, and some is the total opposite. How have you been able to pivot in your business amidst COVID-19?
COVID-19, while it was scary, I think we were most afraid of our tourism industry and hoping that it didn't totally collapse. For us, it was a much needed break. It was the opportunity for us now to sit down as a team and put some other measures in place that will allow us to now offer, let's say for instance, a concierge service, to offer more to our guests.
Okay.
So it was more or less like a restructure for us during that time. And it was scary because there was no income coming in, no revenue. And then we have to make sure that the staff who were not working, the full-time staff were okay, and even the part-time staff were okay. So while it was scary, it was also a time for us to get closer and bond as a family and not just employer-employee. We don't look at each other as employer-employee, as family. So I was cooking and having staff come over to my house.
Okay, that's nice. And then you probably needed the rest, right? Having to go
That was a vacation that I needed in... I hadn't had a good vacation since 2018. That was time for me to kind of relax and enjoy the beach more.
But I like hearing that part because, you know, some people were afraid that their business might have closed, but you had to, you know, figure out how to stay relevant and be prepared for any changes that might have come after that. So thanks for that. Do you mind sharing your experience with destination planning locally? You know, meaning is your business patronized by local?
Well, when we created our business model, our business model was targeted for the hospitality industry. So we did not promote a lot of our events locally or our services locally, although it was made available. However, we had locals who knew of the business. And reached out to us, and we did several local weddings. And my first local wedding was actually a young lady who I call my sister. And I was honored to do her wedding. So while it's not, we don't have a lot of local brides, we do have some amazing selection of local brides that will contact us. And yeah, because it was more aimed for the tourism industry, brides who are coming here. They've never been here, and they want to have someone who's going to be doing everything for them and someone who they can trust with the most important part of their day. So it was more geared towards tourism to assist those brides who struggle with having everything come together for them.
Okay, that's interesting. You know, and has there been a different outlook on that since COVID, and if things would have taken a length of time to change with the industry at any point?
Not really.
All right. And what advice would you, you know, share for someone looking to get into this field of wedding and planning?
My advice would be, if it's your passion, align yourself with a mentor. Align yourself with a mentor. Do your research and also see what certifications are available. For you to pursue on your own. So when you reach out to a mentor, you are already halfway there. If it's your passion, go for your passion. Don't just do it because you think it looks good. Just, you know, pursue it if it's your passion and align yourself with a mentor.
And then you have to also understand your product.
Yes.
Yeah, that's very important. All right, Keisha, thanks for all of that. I wanted to tap in. I wanted to understand the industry. For persons who are listening, get an idea of what it is they're getting into if they're looking for any career opportunities in that field. So let's talk about that, right? Have this opened opportunities for you to hire a team of people in order to complete all your slated projects?
Yes, we have our full-time and our part-time team. And our team are locals. We have a local team on the ground that takes care of all of the aspects of our weddings and events.
All right. And share some facets of that for me, please, in the space of career path, you know, that you can start and evolve in. What positions are available in those areas?
In the area of wedding planning, you have the junior planners. So you can actually groom the junior planners into being a full-scale wedding planner. There's also the villa concierge managers. You can come in as a concierge team agent with the company. And there's the design team. The design team are the team members who go out there and make it happen.
That's like a whole team.
Yes, the design team. Yesterday we had just a couple eloping.
Okay.
And the design team were two guys out there taking care of things and making it happen. And then I went to kind of fine tune everything. So it's the design team, and for the more affluent clients, you want to have an agent, a concierge agent or butler, okay, assigned to the more affluent clients, so that they are there holding their hands every step of the way.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so there are a number of opportunities. So concierge agent, concierge manager, you have butlers, and then you have the design team. Those are the person that doing the setup?
Yes.
And the breakdown?
Yes.
Okay. All right. Amazing. Okay. If you are just joining us, you're listening to Career Connection, powered by Flow, with your host Melanie and my guest Keisha Delancey. We'll be right back after this break and a word from our sponsor.
Imagine. You have Hollywood at your command. Introducing Flow Evil.
Red cheese, gold rings, all black, everything creeping through the night.
Anywhere you are.
Big girls don't scream, heart like Halloween, make me feel alive.
There's a world of entertainment here, and you run the show. Flow Evil.
Welcome back to Career Connection. If you're just joining us, we're talking about career opportunities in the wedding and planning industry. Keisha, I know there's a favorite story that you've shared that stayed with me about a young lady that you've mentored who now shares the same career space as you. Elaborate on this for us.
Oh, my baby girl. my sister. Mm. Well, it was her wedding. That was the first wedding. I met Rolaine at Grace Bay Club when I first started at Grace Bay Club in 2009. And she had this amazing smile. She was working in reservations at the time. And every time I go up to bother them about something, she would have this beautiful smile. And I kept saying to her, you have to get from behind this phone. You need to be out there and sharing this with everybody.
Right.
And so once I started the business, she kept asking me, is there any opportunities for me in the business? Is there any opportunities? And at the time, I needed someone to mentor because that's my passion.
Right.
So I needed someone who... I saw something in her, and I needed that person to mentor because it brings me fulfillment too. So I said to her, I said, I'm doing a wedding at this resort. You're more than welcome to come over, but I need to meet with you so I can go over the plan for the day. And that's where it started. So it started there, and there were times when she would come and work, and I said, you know what? I'm going to leave her on her own and see what she can create. And once she moved to, she's now in the UK, so once she moved to the UK, she says, sis, guess what? I signed up to do a wedding planning program. Okay. I'm going to need your help with this, this, and so it blossomed from her just shadowing me and me mentoring her to her pursuing it as her passion because she loves the industry. And now she is the business owner of 4R's. For our luxury events, and she sends me. She's my inspiration. She's my inspiration now. So we are chatting every day on the phone. Right. She's sending me updates, and I'm so proud of her.
I like it because you know sometimes we are afraid to share our business or the same business that we're in with others, and to see now that she is in the same career space as you. You guys are not on the same island at the moment, but you're still connected, you're still working, and you were able to mentor her, you know, in the role that she had of interest, and now she is a business owner. And so kudos to you for that.
Thank you.
And I saw the light, you know, shining in your face when you shared the story because I thought, wow, you don't normally find that happening in our community.
No, it's something that's very rare, but I feel like it's important because we're not going to be in this industry forever.
Yeah.
Ultimately, we're going to maybe retire from it or step back from it a bit. Mm-hmm. And I feel like it's important to groom the future generation so that they can be successful and they can move forward and more or less like not even walk in our shoes, but create their own paths.
Right, right. And she definitely has done that because now she's actually having weddings herself.
Oh, she's being featured in magazines now.
Awesome. Yeah. Amazing. Well, congratulations to you for, you know, helping her to find her career path. And with the world of wedding and planning space, does this only limit you to being a wedding planner, or does it span beyond that?
It spans beyond that, because you're not just a wedding planner, but you can be a wedding consultant, or you can open other businesses will support the wedding industry.
All right. And so this is the opportunity that you've then had to open hiring processes for persons with the different scope of the job.
Yes, there are skill sets. There are different skill sets that are needed for this industry. Mm. So we are open to exploring the need and hiring.
Okay, and that's my next question for you, right? What recommendation would you give to someone wanting to start job hunting in this space? Are there any specific certification or experience that one would need to start with?
Most of the businesses here do not require certifications.
Okay.
I wish they would, or they would hold that person's hands or guide them or invest in them once they enter their workplace. But I would say that if it's something that you're passionate about, and if it's a career path that you want to pursue, go ahead and invest in yourself. If you can afford to invest in yourself, invest in yourself with a certification. Because once you present that certification to myself or anyone in this industry, I already recognize that you're serious about this industry.
And so in terms of you, when you're looking to hire, do you find it difficult when you're looking for someone to design, or even, you know, concierge more so, or trainer?
It can be challenging because some folks do not want to start at the entry level.
Okay.
They want to be the wedding planner sometimes, or they want to be with the wedding planner, and you have to start by learning the business from the ground up. So there are going to be a position that you might have to settle for, or not typically settling, but enter that position from the entry level.
Right.
Because you need to understand the business and the business model. You also need to understand the niche and the client's needs.
That's important.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's important. And I am so glad you said that, because as an employee, right, I know one should be able to demonstrate the softer side of professionalism, and just as much as the hard skills, because as hard skills can be learned, right? Completing a course or getting a degree is fine. What soft skills would apply for persons looking to work in this space?
Soft skills, I would say, your interests, your commitment, your dedication. Okay. That trumps a degree in my books. I would say just show up and show out.
Right.
Because once you give 100% or 110%, it makes that employer even more satisfied and happy to mentor you or show you the ropes or spend more time with you. So I would say dedication, punctuality,
that's
commitment.
Yes.
that trumps everything for me.
Okay. And, you know, because there are on and off seasons, how do you set people up for success when hiring them in this role?
This industry is seasonal, that we know. But because there are so many moving parts in this industry, while weddings we might see a slow season during the summer months, it gives the team an opportunity now to prepare for the fall. But we haven't seen, other than COVID and the pandemic, we've actually seen an increase in weddings during the summer. So there isn't really much downtime for us. There's always that last minute wedding coming through. The wedding on Sunday.
Because people elope a lot, huh?
The wedding on the ceremony on Sunday. We just booked that ceremony 2 days ago.
Okay, so persons are always on call then?
Persons are always on call. The staff are so committed. My guys, the design team, they're amazing. So persons, I have my guys who I'm saying to them, I need you guys on on Sunday, but I'm telling them this like 48 hours.
Okay.
And they are ready to jump on it. They make me proud. Mm. Yeah.
And Keisha, I'm really happy that you agreed to do this. Right. I know this is something that you might have never done, but there's so much happening in our community, in Turks and Caicos, you know, creating opportunities, job opportunities, career opportunities for persons. And so I'm elated that you're here sharing this. So our students who are in school, they can go back and replay this when they're leaving. Anyone who's looking for a job can perhaps look into this space, and we get to understand, you know, the different industry that we can seek employment. So I'm happy that you're open to doing this. And in an industry that is constantly evolving, what is required to stay relevant or upskill?
Attending trade shows. Mm. Attending trade shows, attending conferences, wedding conferences. There are trade shows and conferences annually in New York,
right.
Las Vegas,
right.
and New Orleans.
Okay.
So that's most important. You know, what's the new design concepts? What are the new software being used to manage the guests, the bride's portfolio? As far as catering, there are so many new equipment.
Many
so it's a lot of information at trade shows.
Right, yeah. right. I like that. So you travel a lot then?
I do.
Amazing, right? And Keisha, there's so much counting on you when taking care of clients' needs. Talk about accountability and effective communication regarding delivery aspect when working in this field.
What's expected from our brides and our clients is that you are prompt with your replies. They don't want to hear from you 48 hours or 72 hours later.
Okay.
They want to hear from you like almost immediately. So communication is key. A paper trail is so important. Instead of just writing things down while you speak to a bride on the phone, it's important to have that bride send you a detailed email with all of the
right.
needs and
okay.
all of the requests.
Okay.
And then it's okay to follow up with phone calls and say, hey, let's have a chat. Let's go over this over the phone.
Mm.
Make sure that we've gotten everything covered. And that's important. Communication is key.
Yeah. And the thing about that is, Keisha, so then that's not a 9-to-5 for you then?
No. No, it's a 20-hour a day. Like, I went to an event last night, and I got back home, and I was up until after midnight sending emails and contracts. And it wasn't because I, let's say, was tardy or anything like that. It was the mere fact that today is a full day. Today is a full day, and we're going to be out of office today, most of the day. So we need to make sure that these brides hear from us before, tomorrow.
So you need a PA.
I do.
Yesterday I saw you and I thought to myself, wow, okay, yeah, she's like, you headed up here and you needed some assistance.
Yesterday was a bit much.
So I was happy that you said yes to this, because I want people not to bombard you or say, hey, are you hiring type of thing, but just introduce them to the industry.
Yes.
So they know what's happening in our community and that there are so much possibilities out there for them that they can be a part of. But I did laugh yesterday and I thought to myself, oh my God. But I was excited because it means that, you know, your business is growing. And that you have clients who are keeping you busy.
Definitely.
Yeah, so I'm happy about that. You are listening to Career Connection, powered by Flow, with Melanie Smith and my guest, Keisha Delancey. We'll be right back after this break and a word from our sponsor.
Flow helps you stay connected to what matters. Simple plans and a better network mean that you can enjoy 30 days of unlimited social messaging, 10 gigabytes of reliable data to use as you like, and 1,000 local anywhere calls and texts. With the always-on prepaid plan, all for $80, with Turks and Caicos' most reliable LTE network. With Flow, it only gets better.
Welcome back to Career Connection. If you're just joining us, we're talking about career opportunities in weddings and planning industry. Keisha, we spoke about career opportunities and the skills you would need. Tell us, where do you see the future of the industry and the sector evolving?
The future of the industry is vast. There is so much more that we can offer and we can give our clients. I feel that wedding consultancy is just a niche by itself. As far as a wedding and events planning, I feel that eventually we will become wedding trainers, where we can open up our own training schools, or we can partner with Turks and Caicos Recruitment.
You've already done that.
and we can be a part of the team where we come in and we share our knowledge and our experience with clients or with mentees. So I feel like there's so much more we can open up and we can give back to the community by creating social programs or assisting with social programs or working along with agencies that already have social programs. There is so much more that we can offer our clients as well. We have, while we do have different services that we offer already, I feel like we can expand on those services as well.
Beautiful, beautiful. And I know that you're also into, you know, making sure that our youth, you know, are trained and be a part of anything that's growing within our community. And Keisha, with all the intricacies for one to apply for a position in weddings or planning, are there special keywords, you know, culminating their experience one should have in their resume to attract the employer?
I feel like their resume needs to be authentically designed for the path that they would like to pursue. Not something that they would have copied and pasted off the internet. But when I interview for a position, I seldom look at their resume. I would look at their references. I would look at their duration at their previous jobs. But my interview is like, I want you to have a conversation with me. I want you to tell me what makes you interested in this role, but what's your passion and where do you see yourself heading from here? It's funny, I feel like I'm always interviewing when I find someone or a young person who is in the industry or is just even a young person. I saw a gentleman the other day by the bank and we're talking about advancing in our careers. And I was excited about his story, what he shared. I was at the cocktail I feel like she's the face and the ambassador for Waimara. Her name is Wendy. I don't recall her last name. But oh my God, I was blown away. And I said to her, I said, you're gold. You are gold. I said, don't sell yourself short. And I'm telling her.
You don't often find
She's supposed to be serving others. And I'm saying to her, align yourself with a mentor. Because I see you as a director of food and beverage. And I'm going over to her her boss.
Wonder, who's this lady? I haven't heard this.
You know what? This girl is natural. She's not struggling to be in this industry.
She's
passionate about it. And she told me she's passionate about it. And when I saw that last night, I said, there's hope. Hope for us to continue giving back and investing in our young people. I think we need to focus on that more.
And that's important. And here comes my next question too, right? Would you recommend volunteerism for any area like this to help people with their skills development?
I would say yes.
Yeah.
I would say contact me. Shadow me. Reach out to even if it's not me and it's another wedding planner that you admire. I would say reach out to them and say, what can I do to not just assist you but to learn the skill? And I've had other young women who have worked with the company and came in to volunteer, or they came in and they said, I just want to know the business.
Amazing.
They came in and they worked summer jobs, and there's one lady young lady who just graduated,
and
she is heading off to study in January, and event planning will be her minor.
Amazing, amazing, and I like that because you know I want persons to understand sometimes I know, you know, we're looking for paid jobs as well to, you know, take care of our bills and stuff. And but there are times while you're looking, you can volunteer your time.
Yes.
So that you can develop, mm-hmm. right? And you've had the opportunity to do this with Destination Turks and Caicos.
I have, yes.
Wonderful, wonderful. Okay, we are going to take our final break as time is passing. And when we come back, we'll hear final responses from our guest, Keisha Delancey.
Flow helps you stay connected to what matters. Simple plans and a better network mean that you can enjoy 30 days of unlimited social messaging, 10 gigabytes of reliable data to use as you like, and 1,000 local anywhere calls and texts. With the always-on prepaid plan, all for $80, with Turks and Caicos' most reliable LTE network. With Flow, it only gets better.
Welcome back to Career Connection. As we prepare to wrap up today's session, Keisha, I know that you have an exciting event that will take you away from me pretty quickly this morning as you leave this interview. Tell us, what's on the horizon for Destination Turks and Caicos?
Well, the horizon today is the first ever trade show.
Exciting.
We have a trade show that's taking place at the Ritz-Carlton this afternoon, between the hours of 2 p.m. and 5 p.m.
Mm-hmm.
We were honored to have been invited by the Tourist Board to be one of the vendors
Wonderful.
Today.
Wonderful. Congratulations.
So when I leave here, I'm running to the office. We had a delay shipment that came in, which is a part of our decor. So I'm leaving to design and set up.
Yeah.
Yes.
So I'm elated to have you, and I know, you know, that you had a lot on your plate, and I thought that I would have not had you this morning because you're so busy. So, but thank you so much for coming, and I know you have to leave us, but any advice for persons seeking employment opportunities in the wedding and planning industry?
My advice to anyone who's interested in this industry is don't be afraid to put yourself out there. Don't be afraid to knock on doors. Whether you start within the hotel, the
okay.
resorts,
mm-hmm.
there are some of our resorts that have wedding planners at the resort, and they might have other positions available as well. Even in my own company,
right.
reach out to me, because we're growing.
Right.
We're
right.
expanding. We hope to launch another branch of the business next
mm-hmm.
year, early
mm-hmm.
next year.
Mm-hmm.
We hope to,
for that.
Yes. So we will have our design and product development team take care of that in short order, where we'll be launching soon. But reach out to wedding planners. There are several wedding planners
mm-hmm.
on island,
mm-hmm.
And reach out to hotels.
Okay.
And like I say, do your research. Make sure it's your passion and you're not looking just for a job. Because if you're looking at it as just a job, it's not going to work for you.
Right, right.
It is a very demanding industry.
Mm-hmm.
It's
mm-hmm.
a very detailed-oriented
yes,
industry.
Yes.
And I'm a very meticulous person. So while I might be leading you as
mm-hmm.
a mentor,
right.
I'm mentoring you, I'm also going to be out there saying, get it done.
Get it done, right, right.
Or I'm going to say, find a solution, because I'm going to be focused on something else. So sometimes I'm a little rough.
Yeah. Yeah, and you're dealing with time as well, right?
Yes.
So you have to be very time
effective.
So
it's all about time yeah. management. Time management is important. So if you're one that shows up 5 minutes late, then it's not going to work for us.
Yeah.
It's
yeah.
not going to work. It's,
yeah.
it's all about being efficient, dedicated, and being detail oriented. You have to have an eye for detail.
Yeah, that's
mm-hmm.
important, and I know you have that, like very meticulous, like hello. But it means that you're passionate about what you
yes.
do, because at the end result have to be promising and eventful for you.
Mm-hmm.
So can you list those positions again that would possibly be available in the area of wedding and planning?
There are several positions.
Mm-hmm.
So a junior florist,
okay.
someone who is crafty with
okay.
floral arrangement.
Mm-hmm.
There is the junior wedding planner.
Okay.
You come on, you shadow the wedding planner. There's the concierge team.
Okay.
The concierge team is not only for villas, the concierge team, the bride, has to have a lady in waiting who is with her in her suite and making sure that she, yes. So we call it, I didn't mention it earlier, but there's a lady in waiting. The lady in waiting is acts as a concierge per se, the bride's concierge team. The lady in waiting will be there with anything the bride needs. If she has, if she needs something stitched real quick, if she needs some double-sided tape. So you have your little pouch that you're carrying with you, and you're making sure that the bride, the bride is taken care of.
Nice industry to work in.
Yes, if the bride needs champagne, sometimes she needs to take the edge off before she walks down the aisle. No tequila, champagne. If she needs champagne or water, so you have the lady in waiting. You have the concierge team that takes care of all of the bookings aspect. You have the product development team that takes care of all of the social media content development part of it. And then you have the design team. The design team is the team that I think works the hardest because they're in that boiling hot sun.
Yes, it's amazing.
And they have drawings. Sometimes they have drawings and they are out there trying to make it happen and making it happen. So there are various facets in the industry where you can get into.
Interesting. Very interesting. Are there any parting words you would like to leave with us before you go and prepare for your trade show today? And congratulations to you. They're very proud of you, Keisha.
Thank you, thank you. I want to say thank you for having me. This is definitely a little out of my comfort zone.
I'm
always behind the scenes. So I'm always behind the scene. I'm making it happen. I'm not one that puts my face out there. I'm the one who pushes my staff to make sure their faces are out there.
Yeah.
My parting words would be, first, congratulations on the show and continue being the spotlight for Career Connections. I think this is an awesome opportunity to shed light on industries that our kids might not even know about in the community or know that's available in the community. And I would say that I'm available.
Yeah.
I'm available to anyone who's interested in starting a business that's similar or like mine. I'm available to share tips. I'm not one who keeps all the information to myself because I had to garner experience
from someone else. Yeah.
And so I don't mind sharing it. And anyone who's in wants to come into this industry, I would say give it your all.
Yeah.
It's exhausting sometimes.
Yeah.
Sometimes you only get 4 hours sleep. There are events. I have a lovely colleague. Mm-hmm. I call her my colleague, who I don't know how she does it.
Right.
Shamika Simmons.
Oh, yeah.
That's
she's
my
busy.
Girl.
Yes.
Shamika
she's constantly busy.
Gives it 200%.
Wow.
And
kudos to you, Shamika.
Yes. And she can tell anybody it's exhausting. Mm. Sometimes you go home from a wedding, 2 o'clock in the morning.
Wow.
You'll have a big wedding and you have to make sure the last guest leaves. You have to make sure everything is restored back to normalcy. You have to make sure everything is packed and out of the way.
Wow.
You don't just leave your staff there. You have to be So it's demanding. So if you're interested in this industry and you are not ready to dedicate your time into planning and seeing it all the way through, and losing some much-needed sleep, then it's not the industry for you.
Okay. All right, Keisha, thank you so much for that. This has been an insightful conversation. I am happy that you alluded to being a part of this and for contributing your 1 hour, right? I trust that you found this session and career opportunities that may be available in the wedding and planning space useful. Keisha, thank you so much. And it was certainly a pleasure having you, and thank you to our audience for tuning in. Join us again next Thursday for another chat on Career Connection powered by Flow with your host, Melanie Smith. Special thanks to RTC in Provo and in Grand Turk and Flow TCI, and to my esteemed guest, Keisha, congratulations on your trade show today. I wish you all the best. Until next Thursday, make that connection today.